الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or just somewhere taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those of our new listeners, our new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic or subject will be hypocrites identified. I'm going to first give you the definition from the dictionary of hypocrite, a couple of definitions anyway, and then I'm going to go into the Islamic definition of a person who's a hypocrite. Now, it may be someone you know that is a hypocrite, someone you don't know as a hypocrite, or maybe you're a hypocrite. And so I just want you to be able to identify these traits or characteristics of a person who is a hypocrite. And you decide for yourself if it's a good thing or a bad thing. That will be totally up to you. Now, one of the definitions of a hypocrite is, or from the dictionary, is that it's a person who puts on a false appearance of virtue or religion. I'm part of your religion, I'm not part of your religion, or they go back and forth between two groups, I'm with you, no, I'm with you, and so that's a person who is basically a person who is hypocrite or hypocritical in their actions. Another definition is a person who acts in contradiction of his or her stated beliefs or feelings. Basically the opposite of their feelings of how they are. So let me go to something that's saying the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. And he identified a hypocrite as this. And for those of you who may not know how to spell hypocrite, I'll just briefly say it to you. And that is hypocrite. Or hypocrites, put the S on the end. So that's the basic spelling of the word I'm talking about. Now, it was narrated by one of the Prophet's companions who said, Allah's Messenger, may peace be upon him, said, whoever has the following four characteristics will be a pure hypocrite. If he speaks, he tells a lie. That's number one. If he gives a promise, he breaks it. That's number two. If he makes a covenant, meaning an agreement, he proved treacherous or doesn't stay with his agreement. That's number three. And finally, if he quarrels, he behaves in a very impudent or really bad or evil way, insulting manner, being unjust. And whoever has one of these characteristics has one of the characteristics of a hypocrite. Unless he gives it up, then he will no longer have that particular characteristic. Again, when he speaks, he lies. It's he or she. If he gives a promise, he breaks his promise. And if he makes an agreement and that he doesn't stick to that agreement, and when he quarrels or argue with a person, he responds to him in a very evil way, say really nasty words towards that individual. And any person who have one of these characteristics, they have a characteristic of a hypocrite until they give it up. Unless he gives it up, then he or she would no longer have that characteristic. And if you know someone like that, or you're like it, then stop being that kind of person. If you know someone is a hypocrite, then maybe bring that to their attention, that they are being hypocritical. They say one thing at one time, and then they say another thing later on. Or they quarrel, go back and forth in the individual. Or when they speak, they always tell a lie. And they promise something, they break their promise. They're in agreement with something, then behave in a very quarrelsome or evil way, or don't prove to be honest in what they're doing or what they say they're going. I'm going to do. And so when they call, man, you just can't find one good word out of their mouth because they're very evil and insulting in how they respond to the individual. You may have a person you know in your life you come in contact with. They act very hypocritical, and so this is not good in the sight of Islam. And so that's for Muslim. Now, Muslim, it doesn't matter. If you have this kind of these characteristics, then you're considered a person who is a hypocrite. The Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he said, "Yuhibbuka illa mu'minun, wa la yubghiduka illa munafiqin or munafiqun." If you want to continue to read. And he said, he assured me, he said to this particular individual, Ali, "No one will love you but a believer, and no one will hate you but a hypocrite." And so this is what he said and advised and said to his companions. He said, "The one that will love you is a believer, and the one that hates you is a hypocrite." So he said this to Ali, and he said this to him. And he further said, pertaining to a person who is a hypocrite, "When a hypocrite comes to you, O Muhammad, may peace be upon him, they say, 'We bear witness that you are indeed the messenger of Allah. Allah knows that you are indeed his messenger, and Allah bears witness that the hypocrites are liars indeed.'" This is from Quran chapter 63, verse 1. That Allah mentioned this particular thing in the book of Allah, which is Quran, which you all should have a copy of that. That's required book for this particular class, and the only text that I require for this particular class. Then a messenger of Allah called the hypocrites in order to seek forgiveness, not forgiveness from them, or seek the forgiveness for them from Allah. But they turned away their heads. So this is a very bad thing. He say, "Come, hypocrites, come." He knew they were, and though he brought them to him, he wanted to seek forgiveness from Allah for them on their behalf. But they turned their heads away. It's how caring this man was for these people who had these four characteristics I mentioned. And do you remember the characteristics? The number one, number two, number three, and number four identified characteristic of a hypocrite. Do you remember what they are? Okay, if you remember, fine, that's a good thing. You don't remember, then you need to listen to this particular episode again to put in your mind and be able to identify a person who is a hypocrite. Now, one time, one of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and what happened was, he said that once a bad-smelling wind blew in the times of the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him. And so, when the bad-smelling wind blew by the Prophet or around the companions, what happened was that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "The hypocrites are backbiting the Muslims. That is why this wind blows. This bad-smelling wind." Can you imagine? I'm here. I'm talking to you. You talking with me, and we had this bad smell, And what happened, the prophet said, is bad smell, that this thing that you smell is the hypocrites are saying, are talk, are backbiting the Muslims. And backbiting is, I believe I talked about it before in one of my other episodes, that backbiting is a terrible thing. We're talking about eating the flesh of your dead, eating the flesh of your brother or your sister. And you're saying things about them that are not true. Are you saying something to a person and the other person don't even know you're talking about them because you're doing nothing but backbiting? And things that are not true, is slander. You're saying something that's not true about the individual. It's another form of backbiting. You don't want them to know about it, know that you said it. Are you saying bad things about an individual, which is, of course, backbiting, and you're eating the flesh of your brother? Let me move on, because this is not the topic for today. It was narrated by one of the companions of the prophet, peace be upon him. He said, "The unlettered prophet made a covenant, meaning a promise with me, that none but a believer would love me, and none but a hypocrite would hate me," which is something that I mentioned earlier. I hope that you all taking notes, because you may run into these individuals, and you be able to identify them, and you decide if you want to keep the person to be your friend or not to be your friend. Now you decide the characteristics of the person. Can you trust the person? Or when you're entrusted with them, they're going to lie. They bring a promise on one end, but not going to live up to their promise. Also, was narrated by Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, that he said, is narrated by Ibn Umar, which is the son of Umar. The Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, "The parable of a hypocrite is that of a sheep that hastens between two flocks, sometimes following one and sometimes following another, not knowing which to follow." Because you look at the hypocrite. He's with this group one day, I'm following this group, and then he's with another group another day and following that group, just going back and forth between the groups. I won't even get into what's going to happen, the punishment of a hypocrite. That's not really the topic. I want you just to identify a hypocrite. You know yourself inside of you. Something wrong with this individual. Something not right about this individual. This person says one thing and then they do another thing. They promise something and don't keep their promise, or they lie. And so just keep these things in mind to when you want to identify a person who is a hypocrite. Let me move on. I'm going to read this last one and then we'll stop for this class. It was narrated by Abu Huraira, which is one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that the Messenger of Allah said, "The sign of a hypocrite is that whenever he speaks, he lies." You all remember that. "And whenever he makes a promise, he does not fulfill it." I mentioned that earlier. "And if he is entrusted, he betrays." And that's another thing that I mentioned, of course, earlier. I mentioned three at this time, but I have mentioned four. And I want you to think about, well, what was that fourth thing that was mentioned earlier? I'm only going to mention three now. But I want you to think about, what was the fourth thing to identify a person who is a hypocrite? If you have a friend that's a hypocrite, someone in your family a hypocrite, or you yourself may be a hypocrite, and maybe you'll change. Because, oh man, I am a hypocrite. I'm a person that what happens is that I make a promise, but I do not fulfill it. Or I'm entrusted with something, and I go and I be betray that trust. Or whenever I speak, I lie. Okay, so straighten out. It's not too late. You could do it right now. Say, "I'm no longer have the characteristic of a hypocrite, and I'm going to stop doing that." Maybe bring it to the person that you feel have these characteristics, and maybe help them out before they die. before, because the Lord could take your soul at any time, and maybe you may be feel regret. I should have told this person about how they are, because maybe that's all they need to hear. Maybe all they need to hear is from someone to identify this flaw in them and bring it to their attention, and so that they can stop doing it, because they may think that they are right and they are not right because they're wrong in that type of behavior. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.